This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. There's a new controversy today after yesterday's massive student walkouts across the country to remember the victims of the Parkland, Florida school shooting. Here in Boston, hundreds of students and their supporters marched to the State House calling for tougher gun laws. But before the walkouts, the National Rifle Association's affiliate in the state, the Gun Owners Action League of Massachusetts, asked its members to video and document the student marches. It said that it would like the footage to protect against what the league says is an anti-civil rights agenda. WBUR's Max Larkin is following this story, and he joins us now. Hi there, Max.
Hi, Deb.
So exactly what did the Gun Owners Action League ask its members to do?
Yeah, it was right as the walkouts were taking place. They asked members who are parents to, quote, go to school and document the walkout, what's being said, what the signs say, what teachers slash faculty slash guests are saying, and it said video is by far the best. And then they were told to email whatever they found to Goal's legal team. So the thought was just to capture anything that seemed to infringe on Americans' Second Amendment rights.
And what does the Gun Owners Action League say about why they sent out this email to members?
Well, Jim Wallace, who runs the organization, says they sent the email in response to complaints from parents that students who were in favor of those Second Amendment rights were being bullied on campus. Wallace said what he called social bigotry is a fact of life for gun owners in the state, and that he remembers his daughter being kind of shouted down by teachers, showed Bowling for Columbine, the anti-gun Michael Moore movie, back when she was a young advocate for gun rights. He says the videotape campaign was just a way of making sure that that wasn't going on at this week's rallies.
You don't see us out there threatening people that if they don't come to see our way, we're going to protest at your house or blow up your Twitter feeds or, you know, try to get people to stop doing business with you. We don't do any of that. All of that comes from the other side.
I think it's worth noting that the email doesn't actually mention bullying. It says, as you noted in the lead, that parents should be on the lookout for any sign of a, quote, anti-civil rights agenda. But Wallace said that any video and photos that they did receive were never intended to be put up on social media to shame parents or even young people. He said they would be for internal use only.
But wasn't there a tweet this morning from Goal featuring a photo from a protest?
Yeah, so there was a picture, even as I was speaking to Jim Wallace, showing a large walkout at Acton-Boxborough High School this morning. And by 10 a.m., there was a picture on Goal's Twitter feed showing parents at the protest holding anti-NRA signs. And the tweet ended with a little sarcastic line, "No agenda here." But it turned out that image didn't come from a Goal member. It came from State Senator Jamie Eldridge's Twitter feed. Eldridge is one of the most liberal lawmakers in the state, and he's the one who certainly most forcibly condemned the original Goal email. Wallace, who runs Goal, said this was a sign of a kind of double standard at work.
I'm really kind of shocked at the response that we're getting, that somehow what we're doing is bad or evil or because there's kids involved, and we're not the ones trying to use them for social media.
Wallace said he was not aware of any footage sent in by Goal members so far in response to the email, but he said he'd have to check in again at the end of the week to see if that came in. There was, it's worth noting, a tweet from a former Goal member saying that as of today with the picture campaign, that he was canceling his Goal membership and he wanted the organization to let parents parent.
Hmm. Any reaction from students, Max?
I spoke to the student organizers in Acton-Boxborough. They weren't aware of that original email. They said they had an impressive turnout this morning, 1,000, maybe 1,500 participants from inside the school and the surrounding community. 17-year-old Acton-Boxborough senior Rachel Pryke helped lead that effort. She said they were really trying to honor victims, but she admitted they were also pushing for action. But none of that, she says, was an attempt to demonize individual gun owners. So she felt like the original email from Goal felt like a misunderstanding of what students were up to this week.
It doesn't make me nervous, but it definitely makes me sad. It's not us trying to target them. We're saying that this group as a collective has the power to change these laws and save lives, and they aren't, and that needs to change.
And Pryke added that there were definitely students at Acton-Boxborough who didn't agree with what the walkout students were up to, maybe who supported gun rights. But She said they had the opportunity to decline to walk out. They did discuss things. And finally, a lot of them said, listen, I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to get into a big argument.
Is there common ground between Goal and the student protesters on the proposed legislative efforts at all, do you think, Max?
Not really. Mm-hmm. They couldn't be more starkly opposed in some ways. The students yesterday at the State House were embracing two big causes when it comes to guns. They'd like to see the state's assault weapons ban survive a court challenge. Goal is the organization that is mounting that court challenge, so there's not a lot of common ground there. And then they also want to see a new bill that would create an extreme risk protective order passed that would allow the state to take guns away from people who are deemed able to or liable to harm themselves or others. Jim Wallace told me that he considers that bill cruel, saying it would be a way to take legally owned firearms away from people who might be suffering from depression or other ordinary kind of commonplace mental illness.
Okay. WBUR Edify reporter Max Larkin, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, Deb.